CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 12th of November, 2023, and here's the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB Construction Competition. RSGB 2023 Convention Videos. RSGB QSL Bureau. Now the lights are drawing in, don't forget about the RSGB Construction Competition. To enable members across the country and even the world to take part, entries will again be judged over the internet rather than in person. This year, two new categories have been introduced, so there are six categories you can enter. Antennas, beginners, most creative and or elegant PCB design, construction excellence, innovation, and software and systems. Special recognition will be given to entries submitted by radio amateurs under the age of 24 and to those who have just gained their foundation license. A cash prize will be awarded for the winner of each section, with a bonus for the overall winner, who will also be given the Pat Hawker G3VA award. The deadline for entries is the 1st of March 2024, and you can find out more, including how to enter, on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/construction-competition. The RSGB has released three presentations from its 2023 convention. The first is the keynote speech in which Colonel John Doody talks about his life in the RF spectrum during the last 60 years and asks, is this a life for you? The second presentation is by the RSGB President, John McCulloch, GI4BWM, who talks about his experience of 50 years of RSGB membership and explains the wide range of services that are offered to members. He finishes with an overview of the four strategic priorities that the RSGB Board has set until the 2024 AGM. The third presentation is the Discussion with the Board session that was hosted by Don Beattie, G3BJ, who has been both an RSGB President and President of IARU Region 1. This builds on the four strategic priorities, includes questions from those attending this discussion forum and answers from the board directors. Although the three presentations are separate, the presentation by the RSGB President was immediately before the board session at the convention and is referred to in that discussion. You can find all three on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. The RSGB QSL Bureau is pleased to advise that a replacement QSL sub-manager is now in place for the M1, M3, M5, M6 and M7 QSL subgroups. Anne Eastwood, M7ERT, has kindly volunteered to take on all five busy groups. Members can again send second-class stamped C5-sized collection envelopes to the new address. Contact details are available from the RSGB website. Please remember to number each envelope and to indicate your call sign and membership number in the top left-hand corner, as usual. Essex CW Amateur Radio Club's Activity Week runs from Monday the 13th of November to Sunday the 19th of November this year. This is a friendly, non-contest style event to encourage both experienced and new Morse operators. Slow speed operators are especially welcome. Whilst the objective is to contact as many radio amateurs as possible in a week, it is hoped that QSOs go beyond just an exchange of signal reports and become longer chats. Anyone who works at least 25 other stations qualifies for a free PDF award certificate. The stations work don't have to be Essex CW Amateur Radio Club members, so please dust off your key or paddle and get on the air. Listen out for Essex CW Club call times, Golf X-Ray 1, Foxtrot Charlie Whiskey, and Golf X-Ray 8, Charlie Whiskey. Join the event. For more information and a list of preferred frequencies, look at essexcw.uk. Please send details of your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. And now for details of rallies and events. The Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Society Winter Rally will take place on Saturday, the 18th of November. The venue will be St. Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden, Rochdale, Lancashire, postcode Oscar Lima 127 Quebec Romeo. The doors open from 10 a.m. and entry will be £3. The usual traders, caterers and plenty of free parking will be available. All proceeds from this rally will go to a local charity. Last time, £1,000 was given to the Rochdale Spring Hill Hospice. For more information, please contact Dave Carden, G3RIK, on 01706-633-400 or email dave@charliealpharomeo.delta-echo-november-sierra.mikeecho.uk. The Coulsdon Amateur Transmitting Society Bazaar will take place on Sunday the 19th of November. The venue will be Oasis Academy, Homefield Road, Old Coulsdon, postcode Charlie Romeo 51 Echo Sierra. Doors open for the public from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the entrance fee will be £3. Traders, bring a bike, club tables and car parking will be available. Tables cost £12, with additional tables priced at £8. Please forward general inquiries to bazaar@catsradio.org.uk. The Wiltshire Winter Radio Rally will take place on Saturday the 25th of November from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. It will take place at Kington Langley Village Hall and Plainfield, Kington Langley, Wiltshire. Postcode Sierra November 15, 5 November Juliet. Depending on the weather, there may be a small car boot section. Entry costs £3. There is no charge for under 16s. For further information, please contact Chairman at chippenhamradio.club. Now the special event news. Special call sign, Hotel Bravo 8, Delta Echo Lima Oscar Yankee, is in use by members of the Swiss Air Force Museum's Radio Club, HB4FR, to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the first transatlantic amateur two-way contact between Leon Deloy, 8AB, and Fred Schnell, 1MO, in November 1923. Listen for activity until the 31st of December, QSL via HB9ACA, preferably via the Bureau. RAF Waddington Amateur Radio Club is operating special event station Golf X-Ray 3 Lima Quebec Sierra / Papa from the 17th to the 19th of November. The event is being held to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the RAF receiving its first typhoon on the 18th of December 2003. To help commemorate the event, members of the former RAF Coningsby Amateur Radio Club will be putting Golf X-Ray 3 Lima Quebec Sierra / P on the air from various locations during November and December. Some former club members, supported by RAF Waddington Amateur Radio Club, will be operating the call sign from RAF Binbrook on the 17th to 19th of November. For more details, visit QRZ.com. Now the DX News. K 10, LA7GIA and Charlie HA5DDX are active as 7 Oscar 8 Alpha Delta and 7 Oscar 8 Alpha Echo, respectively, from Socotra Island, AF028, in Yemen, until the 16th of November. The team plans to have up to 3 stations working on the 160 to 10 meter bands and will operate using SSB, CW and FT8, QSL via OQRS and Logbook of the World. A team of amateurs is active as Tango Juliet 9 Mike Delta from Cameroon using CW, FT8 and SSB, QSL direct to IK2 VUC or via the Logbook of the World. For more information, visit mikedeltaxraycharlie.support/TangoJuliet9MikeDelta. Now the contest news. The Worked All Europe DX Ritty contest started on 0 hours on Saturday the 11th and ends today at 23:59 UTC. Using Ritty only on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Today, that's the 12th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 14th, the 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 70 cents band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday 14th, the 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 70 cents band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 15th, the Autumn Series SSB contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 16th, the 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And on Saturday the 18th, the second 1.8 MHz contest runs from 1900 to 2300 UTC. Using CW on the 160-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and district code. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 9th of November 2023. Last week was characterised by very unsettled geomagnetic conditions which took their toll on the high frequency bands. The KP index hit 7 on the 5th of November, sparking visible aurora all over the UK. This also caused the auroral conditions on the bands, with many people commenting on the auroral flutter on the lower HF bands and hearing auroral type signals on the 10 meter band. Unfortunately, these conditions didn't improve very quickly and the upper bands were badly affected as the subsequent geomagnetic storm continued. By late afternoon on the 6th, HF began to return to normal, with MUFs over a 3,000 km path hitting more than 28 MHz again. The solar flux index at this point was 146, with 11 C-class flares being detected on Monday, but nothing worse. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions continued on and off until the morning of Thursday the 9th, when the KP index finally got down below 4 and stayed there. A quick check on the 10-meter band on Thursday afternoon revealed the W1AW practice transmissions on 28.0675 MHz plus 2 to 10-watt beacons audible from Gibraltar, Italy, Greece and the eastern seaboard of the United States. The band was open and not exactly humming. Also on Thursday, the data feed to PropQuest.co.uk failed, resulting in a lack of grasp of the F2 layer critical frequency and extrapolated MUS. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be around 150 and the KP index will be around 2 or 3. If that's the case, we can expect Cassini's to be a little bit better. But as always, a coronal mass ejection could soon put an end to the fun with an increased KP index and decreased MUFs. Now the VHF and up propagation news. The current spell of unsettled weather is likely to continue for another week at least, with some fairly strong weather systems possible, which could bring gales and heavy rain. With fast-moving systems, it's pointless with such a long lead time to try and nail down the exact timings for each individual system. Once again, Tropple will not be a big player in VHF and UHF operating this week, except perhaps over this weekend, 11th and 12th, as the transient weak ridge crosses the country. You might still see the odd spike of higher E-layer critical frequencies on the propquest.co.uk NVIS charts. It's back online. Lately, these have been during the mid-morning period, so maybe give the 10 and 6 metre bands a cursory check during the coming week. It's not entirely clear why the bands have been so reliable during the recent week, but it may be a response to meteor input. We're approaching the peak of the Torrids meteor shower over the 12th and 13th of November. This is followed by the much larger Leonids towards the end of next week on the 17th and 18th of November. This also means that it's worth listening for some meteor scatter signals throughout the next week or so. There's a nice auroral opening on 6 metres up to 2 metres late in the afternoon on the 5th of November, with the planetary KP index reaching 6 to 7. This produced rare visual aurora sightings down to the south coast. Auroral CW and SSB signals sound watery on the LF bands, very raspy and whispery on HF and VHF. For EME operators, moon declination is negative and falling again, reaching a minimum on Thursday the 16th. Path losses continue to fall and 144 MHz sky noise is low, apart from Monday the 13th, when the sun and moon are close in the sky. From Wednesday, it rises to a high of 2,900 Kelvin on Thursday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Starting with the Southwest, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on Tuesday on 70.475 megs from 7:30 p.m. Members will be meeting via Zoom on Thursday. Contact is Dave Willem, G0DPW, Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. The Society holds the Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Also on Thursdays, there are nets on 70.4 MHz from 7 p.m. and on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. Contact is Sue. Info at foxtrotromeoalfaromeosierra.co.uk. On Tuesdays, Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club has a net on 433.475 megs from 8 p.m. The net moves to 145.475 megs on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. A 10-meter net on 28.405 megs is held on Thursdays from 8 p.m. The club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is Matt 20FNT 0730 554 9614. On Monday, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Baptist Church Rooms in Shepton Mallet from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Chris Levis, G6HIQ, Christopher, Lima Alpha Victor India Sierra numeral 3 at gmail.com. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Daily nets are held at 10:30 a.m. on GB3ZB and on Friday evening at 8 p.m. on 145.450 MHz. On Wednesday, Peter, G4OST, and Mike, M1DPB, will be talking about their work to restore an HRO receiver. Contact is via Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie.UK or secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie.UK. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club usually meets on Thursdays from 7:30 p.m. This Thursday, the 16th, members will be discussing simple test equipment. Contact is secretary at yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. In South Wales, Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridgend. The club is an approved RSGB examination centre for those wishing to study and take their amateur radio exams. Brian, GW4DVB's contact, info@aberconfigradioclub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting for a natter night. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Saturday. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Henslease Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411-595-103, or via MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 MHz at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse and via Zoom from 7 p.m. Look at Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey .org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. For more information, contact the club secretary via email at usksideradio.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, Romeo Sierra Golf Bravo dot Oscar Romeo Golf. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.